Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
This is new artist Tori Rose.
I'm a little bit south of Southern Honey, where the draw gets thick and the nights get sunny, where the girls wear fringe and raise a little thunder. Got a heart like fire and a wild style under. Sweet as tea, but I ain't no other. I'm a little bit south of Southern.
Tori Rose is with us. Tori Rose is going to be part of our Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge live show this Saturday at the Valley, Mission Valley's Mall, right off the 8 where you'll see the big Target. That's where we're all going to be. Now, Tori, we're meeting you for the first time. So are our listeners. So tell us a little bit about Tori Rose, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so I am a 21-year-old country singer, obviously. And I've been doing music literally all my life. It's been the only thing I've ever done. I grew up in southwestern Pennsylvania, and then I moved down to Florida when I was in high school. And when I moved to Florida is when I really started doing music full-time, and I started working with an artist development company. And then I graduated high school early, and then I moved up to Nashville about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And I've just been doing the music even harder since I moved up there, and this year is when I started having, like, my song played on big radio stations, which it's just so crazy about, like, it's everything I dreamed about since I was a little girl, and it's so crazy it's actually happening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so now I've been in Nashville doing it all, and yeah, that's pretty much, there's honestly not much to me. I've really only done music.
Well, I was just going to ask you, do you remember the very first time singing, the very first song you ever sang when you were very little?
Oh, that's a good question. I know my mom said, so she said she knew I could sing when we had, like, the old Wii stations that had, like, karaoke games. And I think it was probably, like, a Disney princess song. We had, like, Disney princess karaoke.
Okay.
And I want to say it was, like, Little Mermaid or something. But
nice.
She said it was when I would sing those songs is when she was, like, holy crap, she's on pitch. Because, like, those games would tell you if you were on pitch or not. And she was, like, shocked.
I always crashed those games. As soon as I sang, it just seriously just shut off. We are with Tori Rose. Tori has been kind enough to hang out with us this weekend for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge live show. Tori, I bet you get this a lot as a young woman who's a country singer from Pennsylvania. Is there a lot of pressure from a Pennsylvania country singer who happens to be a young female to be from, oh, I don't know, like another successful country singer from Pennsylvania who happens to be a female? I'll give you a clue. Her name rhymes with Raylor Rift.
I don't know. The funny thing is, I feel like there's a lot of pressure being just like a country singer in general from Pennsylvania. Like, I know there's so many of us, but when you say, like, oh, yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania and I do country music, they're like, how did you get into it? And I'm like, country music is literally everywhere in Pennsylvania. And I think that's, like, the funny thing about, like, growing up there is that, you know, I grew up in the middle of nowhere up there, and I feel like people can't imagine that in Pennsylvania. But I definitely think there's a little bit more pressure behind it, being like, I'm not from the South or anything. But I just take it all with a grain of salt, and I'm like, I grew up with country music, and this is what I love and what
good
I love singing.
Yeah. By the way, I used to live in upstate New York, and we would drive back and forth to Chicago all the time. Mm-hmm. Believe me, Tammy, there's lots of wide open spaces mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania.
I bet there is.
I know.
I bet there is. Well, Tori, yeah. we really look forward to seeing you on Saturday, getting to hear you play. Thanks again for agreeing to come be a part of this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
All right,
you bet.
Tori.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, see you guys Saturday. I can't wait.
We can't wait. You shouldn't be able to wait either. This is huge. Everybody loves Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and now you get a chance to play Tammy live, and everybody we pick will have 5 contestants between 11 and 1 this Saturday. Everybody we pick, you're winning a trip for 2 to Vegas to see Old Dominion.
Yeah, you can't get any better than that. Oh, and by the way, if you beat me, you also get the $100. This Saturday, 11 to 1 at the Valley, former Mission Valley Mall, you know, the one off the 8 by Target. We want to see you, and let's have some fun.
Directions at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.